Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Ukraine says at least one person has been killed and another taken to hospital after Russia's latest airstrikes on Kyiv. The military said it shot down more than 20 Russian drones. Moscow has intensified strikes on the city during a rare daytime attack on Monday. People took shelter in metro stations. And Moscow's mayor says drones hit several buildings in the Russian capital. Sergei Sobyanin said they've caused minor damage with no serious injuries reported. Russia's defense ministry says 8 drones were shot down on Tuesday morning. More than 40 NATO peacekeepers have been injured during demonstrations by ethnic Serbs in northern Kosovo. Protesters are angry about ethnic Albanian officials taking office. Serbia's president is blaming Kosovo's prime minister for the escalation in violence. A humanitarian ceasefire between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has been extended by 5 days. Residents of Khartoum remain trapped in their homes as sporadic fighting continues. State media say North Korea will launch its first surveillance satellite in June. It's in response to recent joint drills between the US and South Korea. Pyongyang says the satellite allows for live monitoring of US military activities. For the first time, China has launched a civilian astronaut into space. The 3-man crew will conduct experiments at the Tiangong Space Station. All previous Chinese astronauts have been part of the People's Liberation Army. At least 9 people have been shot in the U.S. state of Florida. The shooting happened as people were celebrating the Memorial Day holiday on Hollywood Beach. One person has been detained and police are searching for a second suspect. And a large wildfire has prompted a state of emergency in Halifax in Canada's eastern province of Nova Scotia. About 18,000 people have been forced to leave their homes. Dry conditions and strong winds are fanning the flames. The presidents of Venezuela and Brazil have vowed a new era in ties. Nicolas Maduro is in Brazil ahead of a regional summit. Former far-right Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro had severed diplomatic ties with Venezuela. Relations were restored soon after President Lula da Silva took office last year.